Yud Gimel Shvat holding the Siman Nun Hey Halacha Beis, and we're going to Siman Nun Vav Halacha Hey. So we discuss Shiva Saminim. Let's get this very clear because we're getting closer to Bishvat. According to the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, Chaviv comes first. Whatever you like for it more, that's what comes first. After that, you go with the order of Shiva Saminim. Now, Shiva Saminim is based on Eretz Chita Usorah VeGefen Tenav Rimon Eretz Zeit Shem Nedash. Notice it says with Eretz twice, and therefore, what's ever closer to Eretz, what's ever connected to the land, has precedence. So, Chita Seira, Eretz Chita Usorah VeGefen. So, Gefen is really third to Eretz, as opposed to the last part of the pasuk Eretz Zeit Shem Nedash, which means olives and dates, is closer to Eretz, and therefore, the order follows it like this. Chitan so obviously means wheat comes first. But then in the fruits, the department of fruits follows like this. Olives first, dates second. Then you go to grapes, figs, and pomegranates. That's the order. That's a great way to remember Stam in general. The order of brachas is what's called magaish. I would even add hamagaish. Hamboitzi mem is mezoinis. Ga gimel is gefen. That's if you're making a bracha on wine. And then ayin is eitz, and then aleph is eish, adama, and shin is shakla. Easier to remember the order of brachas. But of course, now there's a little bit of changes, or let's clarify. According to the Chavetz Chaim, we already explained that the first thing that's happening, the first thing that takes precedent is Shiva Saminim. So of course, chitan, so wheat, barley, and then we go with the order of the fruits, regardless of what you like more. When after that, if everything is equal, that means there's no Shiva Saminim L'mashal. So that's when we decide on, according to Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, so according to the Chafetz Chaim, Shalem comes first, if something is whole. So if you have a whole apple versus half an orange, you go with whole. And then after that, you go with what is more chavi, what you like more, what you generally like more. And that also plays a tremendous role when it comes to, if you have an eitz and an adama, what comes first? That the Shaul Tzion discusses, but I hope that's already clear enough. So the bottom line is, at least according to the Minhag HaOlam, I think, and the Chofetz Chaim, you come with Shiva Saminim first, you go with Shalom second, and then after that, you go with what you prefer more. Okay, next. The Kitzur teaches us that when it comes to Shiva Saminim, everyone should agree to this, is that it has to be a complete fruit. That means it reaches its potential. Otherwise, it loses its chashivas, its importance. Or if you're eating it not in a normal way, for example, the kitzur's example is kreses chitim, which means you're chewing on wheat, on the kernels of wheat. So even though it's wheat, it won't take the precedence that it usually has. I think in that also some achronim argue, if I'm not mistaken, Mishnah Berurah argues in that. When it comes to a person that has in front of him bar peir and bar peir damas, so we mentioned this on Shehakol, and he wants to eat from everything. So Bar Pi, it's because it's more mavur, it's more detailed. It comes before Bar Pi Adama. And Bar Pi Adama comes before Shehakol. Again, this is talking about you want to eat everything. So even in this case where Shehakol is more chaviv to him, nevertheless, as a precedent, you have to do what is more clarifying first. Now, Boim in the Mizanis comes before wine. And certainly, Amoitzi, as we explained before. On Shabbos and Yontov, this is the reason why when you make Kiddush on wine, so since really Mizoinus and certainly Pas, bread comes first, we don't want to embarrass the bread. So that's the reason why we cover it. Because here we need to make Kiddush first. So we cover the bread, and we make Kiddush, and then we make Amoitzi. And this is true when you're doing it on Mizoinus. By the way, this is a Kitzler Shitasa that holds that when it comes to making kiddush, you should take two ruglachs. So it should be like lecha mishnah. Now, there's many achrayim discussed. Some melamed chus, you don't have to do, you don't have to cover mezainus, only almighty. But the maaseh, you see, kiddush says you should. Number two, some say it's only what's in front of the person who's making kiddush, so that you're in bar mitzvah and you have other people that have the bread in front of him. You don't have to cover if you're being yaitzeh with the main mekadesh. Moshe, from what I think recall, says that you do. So really the best is to cover. If you're yaitzeh your kiddush with someone else and you have bread in front of you, you should cover it. What do you lose? You're working on your midas because we're working on not embarrassing the challah. And of course, nothing to do with the challah, it's got to do with us. Okay, siman nun vav. Here we're going to discuss mistakes in bracha. So a person made a mistake and he made on regular bread and mezainis. Or pasta, or on pasta with a kiss and cookies, he made a mitzi. So the halacha is yotzei in both. This point we already mentioned, the mezainis covers everything except for water and salt. If you made on a tavshil, that means some type of cooked item like noodles and stuff, even if it's in the mune dog, it means from wheat, one of the grains, and you made a net hamoitzi, says a kitzi, you're not yotze. It's not real pas. It's not considered enough pas to be considered hamoitzi. Now, if you made on grapes, bar pi gefen, you yotze. Obviously, you're supposed to make bar pi, but you yotze because the maitzi is from the vine. Also, even if you make a bracha bracha chen, you made that a gefen, you're still yotze when it comes to grapes. What happens if a person makes a mistake and he makes on a bar pi and an orange, you make bar pi adamas? So of course, you yotze that. I think everyone knows. Right, and this is because at the end of the day, every berei pri eitz fruit tree is also from the Adam. But if you made a bracha on something that is Adam and you made berei pri eitz, you're not yotze. I think this is one of the things that people know. That's why if you're in doubt, you're not sure what you have in front of you, you should always make Adama. If a person made a mistake on wine and he said berei pri eitz, if he remembers right away, Toch Kedei Dibur, of course, say Bar Pi HaGafen. But if not, you Yoytze B'di Eved. Everything, even bread and wine, if you made a mistake and you made Shehakol, you Yoytze. Now, here's an amazing Chiddush. So really a Sugi Masachas Bracha, Stafi Beis. If the Ikka Kavan is in the beginning of the Bracha, the end of the Bracha, the point is that the Chatchila, of course, when you're making a Bracha on anything, you should have already in mind that you know exactly what you're making a Bracha. I'm not guessing at the end of the Bracha what you're going to be having in front of you. That would be a major mistake. And because the Sfaradim actually hold, even if you said Baruch Adah Hashem and you had the right intention, then you made the wrong ending, but the Eved B'Dieved Yetze. Now, the Ashkenazim don't seem to hold that way, but let's go through the case that the Kitzur gives us. So, as the Kitzur says like this, you take a cup, you think it's wine. I once had this when I was making Havdalah, because the cranberry juice sometimes looks like the grape juice. So what happens? A person is taking a cup. He thinks it's wine, and he's saying Baruch Ata Hashem. Think he's going to make Bar Pi HaGefen, but before he said Bar Pi HaGefen, he realizes, wait a minute, it's actually water or beer, and he finished off saying Shakuni Amidavorei. You do not have to go back. Why is that? Because at the end of the day, the only mistake you made is in your intention. Because you said the right bracha. Now certainly the opposite. You thought it was beer or water, and you were going to make shahako, but before you made shahak, you realized that it was wine, and you made bar pi hagefen. You still yoyte. Why is that? Because even if you finished off saying shahako nibid vol, you still would be okay, because shahako covers everything. So the biggest chiddush, which is not mentioned here, is like I told you, if you had the intention to make the right bracha, but you made the wrong bracha at the end, Sfaradim amiko, and Ashkenazim would be machmir in such a case. Have a beautiful day.